This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has joined the race for U.S. Senate. She kicked off her campaign in front of supporters in Dallas.
Most of you know.
Josh Blank is the research director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin. He says Democrats feel as if they have a chance to finally break through Republican dominance at the statewide level.
The last time that we had a midterm election under a Donald Trump presidency, we saw the top of the ticket race won by less than 2.5%. And so Democrats are looking at that as what the possible outcome looks like. And if we're starting this race with the leading Republican up on the leading Democrat by 2.5 to 5%, doesn't matter where you're looking in the country, that's a close race.
Crockett will face State Representative James Tallarico in the Democratic primary. They are competing for the seat held by incumbent Senator John Cornyn, who is in a tough re-election battle with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Congressman Wesley Hunt. Meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott wants to see Turning Point USA chapters in Texas schools. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with a look at that effort. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. In an announcement Monday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott endorsed establishing chapters of Club America, a group founded by conservative commentator Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA movement, saying, quote, "They have helped restore moral clarity, constitutional principles, and our founding values." He went on to say, "I'm grateful for the young men and women behind me and their peers across the state for stepping up and identifying themselves as the future leaders of the Lone Star State," unquote. Also at the announcement, Abbott was joined by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and TPUSA Senior Director Josh Tiefel and others in the Abbott administration. Matt?
All right, Tom. State troopers with the Texas Department of Public Safety will replace the Alamo Rangers in providing security at the Alamo. Our Norma Martinez has that story.
The Alamo Rangers have provided private security to the historic battle site for 50 years. A new state law mandates the Alamo Trust to enter a security agreement with DPS. The law also shifts oversight of the Alamo from the Texas General Land Office to the newly created Alamo Commission. The commission includes Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs. The Alamo Rangers are best known for their Stetson hats and for their friendly interactions with visitors. The official handover will take place in September 2027. I'm Norma Martinez in San Antonio.
No basketball for the Houston Rockets tonight. However, they will take on the Clippers on Thursday in their next game. Currently 43 degrees right now on the UH campus. We'll hit a high of 65 today. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.